And there's actually one cafe slash restaurant that just opened last month that's all the buzz in the Russian community in Roswell.
Switching tracks a little bit to school. Can you tell me a little about your schools that you went to in the area? What things you might remember from them? Interesting stuff about your schools.
Sure. Let's see.
Activities you may have done in them.
Okay. I wasn't there long enough to really get involved in anything. I was very close to my teachers. That much I remember. But other than that, I didn't have all that many friends because I just moved there. And it was, you know, fifth grade, so like everyone sort of has their friends. So I didn't do much, but I did participate in ballet outside of school. That was my big activity. But then in middle school, I got really involved. I did an academic bowl team, which was at the end of every year. They did this academic bowl. I did that for 2 years. And I played some intramural sports. I think I might have tried out for the soccer team, which was really silly. But let's see. I continued to do ballet and jazz and tap for 2 years. I loved I wasn't as fond of it was kind of bigger and scarier, and not as friendly. The teachers at were really wonderful, and the school felt smaller and more intimate, and because it was, first of all, when they redistricted, all my friends ended up at with me, which was nice because it felt like I knew everyone at the school. And it sort of left this weird, all the rumors you could think of, all the terrible things you could think of, were made up about because none of us went there anymore. So obviously they all did drugs and they all had prostitution rings, but we didn't. There was that. It was nice. It was comfortable. We got to know our teachers really well. We went to Washington, D.C. that year, which was probably the most fun I can remember having in school. And it was a long time ago, and I still think of it fondly. Every time I go to D.C., I tell the same people the same stupid stories about that trip. So,
what's a good story from that trip that you can share?
Let's see. We were there in the beginning of April. We were only there for 3 days. And first of all, on the way up, we had two buses. One was the party bus, which is obviously the bus that I was on, and all my friends were on, and the cool 8th grade social studies teacher was on. We all got to drive up there. It was like overnight, or it was all day, actually. We showed up early in the morning, like 8 o'clock in the morning. We drove until 8 o'clock at night, and we were just silly and loud. We kept playing music, and like we weren't allowed up because they didn't want anything to happen to us, but they played movies and music, and we all played stupid games and sang along, and it was fun. It was actually a lot of fun. And then we get to the hotel, and we all have to sort of split up into our rooms. I don't remember how I ended up choosing the people that I chose. I would never choose them again, trust me. But we all ended up, we had a good time there. My room became the room that everyone sort of gathered in. So we would hang out late until 10 o'clock, which was when the lights had to be out. People would try to sneak out, but they actually did put tape on the doors, so you couldn't. And then, I think the best story is the night that we decided to go to the Washington Monument, which is sort of up on a little hill. It's not a very tall hill, but it's a hill. And it was cold that night because D.C. was a lot colder than Atlanta, and we weren't prepared for that. So we get there, and there's this awful wind. So I remember 5 of us or 6 of us huddling under one person's sweater to try to stay warm. We're all gathered up next to each other, and I swear that was the longest line we stood in. I don't think we stood in a longer line. And, of course, it probably felt 5 times longer than it was because it was so cold. But we got to the top, and it really was beautiful, and we got to the bottom and remembered how cold it was and ran to the buses.